Is it rolling?
It's an internet audience, right?
Let me roll it.
It is an internet.
That doesn't mean that we have to be disrespectful to them.
Oh my God, Gene. About a thunderclap too.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe
Forrest Gump.
This.
You know who it is, don't you?
It's one of my favorite comedians.
People call me Forrest Gump.
It must be Steve Altman.
Steve Altman in person, live.
Mom always said life is like listening to Van Halen. You never know who the lead singer is going to be.
God. If you ever laugh like that again.
Oh, shut up.
So I love being here. I love you guys. Thanks for inviting me to the blues thing.
We're glad you're here. It's called bluepower.com, Steve.
Bluepower.com.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm waiting for you.
Okay, I'll cue you.
All right.
Well, Steve, it's good to have you.
It's good to be here, John.
Yeah. He loves to noodle, everybody. It's going to be a funny show today on bluepower.com. All right, so here comes the first record. Hit it, Gene. On Vent Records, Bo Gallagher and Danny Angel.
I woke up this morning feeling sad.
Hit me.
Thinking about that woman I thought I had. She made a U-turn and she walked away. She left me so downhearted with these words to say. I need a new lover. That's why I'm saying, come who may. 'Cause I really need someone to talk to and explain the reason why I feel so blue.
I need
a new lover.
Somebody help the man out.
Ain't it funny how the tables turn? Look like to me, I just got burned. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand, but it looks like she done left me for some slick talking man. I need somebody to help me calm my nerves. That woman I had, she kicked me to the curb. I'm in a heartbreak traffic jam, and I need to go free. Somebody have mercy and come and see about me.
I need
a new lover.
New love.
I said I need a new love.
New love.
I need a new lover.
New love.
I need somebody.
Everybody got to help the man out. Mr. Danny Angel and Mr. Bo Gallagher. The new Vent Records CD release. Mind Reader. I know that's a hit, Jeannie. I know that's a hit.
Well, I sure hope so. Let me know next time you're going to do it. You ready for me?
Yes, I am.
They make a great team, don't they?
I think they do make a good
team. I think Patty balances out Chick, not in a Gracie Allen, George Burns kind of way, but more of in a Mother Teresa, Charles Manson kind of way, I think. That's pretty wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
Patty seen more ceilings than Michelangelo. But I've been talking to a lot of people, and some people say he is obnoxious and selfish, but I think the opposite is true. I think he's selfish and obnoxious.
Hear something? Listen up now.
do that.
Mr. Steve Altman, I can't believe it's you.
It's me.
Live and in the flesh.
It had to be me. Hey, this is a really cool show. I love the show here. It really looks cool.
Just scared the crap out of me when you played that. I thought I had left the CD going. That's
again?
Steve Live. Ladies and gentlemen, this is really Steve Live.
Absolutely.
Wow, that sounds pretty good in here.
I love this room you got here. It's kind of a dark mauve, three-dimensional.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's sort of cross between the 70s, 80s, and 90s colors. It's got a little avocado, a little bit of puce.
But the fact that this actual room is in a space station floating 250 miles above the Earth, that's blowing me away. I mean, look at that view.
Well, we went to considerable expense to get you here, and we're glad that you can appreciate the view.
Well, it's a shuttle ride, all right.
It's a shuttle ride.
Oh, well, for that first 20 seconds, I'm telling you, they tell you about it, and it's true.
It's rocketing your butt.
Your bowels are just...
Yeah.
Anyway, so what's new?
Hey, Steve.
You know, did I tell you my girlfriend left me? I hate to say that.
She didn't,
so
really?
True. Yeah. Everybody goes through that thing, and I don't want to bore you with mine. But, you know, I think...
Oh, I have a feeling we're going to hear about this.
She left me for these friends of mine. And you know what happens is you go through that pain, that negative energy. Well, I took that negative energy, sir, and I wrote a song. It's about the girl that went away. And I think we can all relate to this on some level. In fact, let's get the lights down here.
Okay.
Just a little bit more than that. That's great. Thanks. The girl that went away.
Oh, you bitch. What if you leave me? Oh, God, I don't believe it.
Steve.
What did I ever do to you?
Steve, are you okay?
I did everything you wanted me to do. I took the dog out. I drank your coffee. I did the laundry.
I'm sorry. You know,
Steve, are you okay?
She's out of my life. A little upset, but I've replaced her with the keyboard. See, because the keyboard doesn't argue with you.
Uh-huh.
The keyboard just tells you the things you want to hear. Uh-huh. Things like
you're right all the time.
Right there. See, for
you're all the time.
You gotta love that.
I love you. I you're right all the time. You're please let me satisfy you.
All right,
you gotta get the idea.
You're so good.
Oh, here's a fantasy.
You're so good.
You rub her the right way. You get this happening. You've heard about those computer viruses. I think she's got that herpes syntax error.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Can I say that live on the internet?
Sure you can.
As long as you don't spread a herpes syntax. If it's one of those viruses that we just accidentally downloaded. Sorry, guys.
You had something around your floppy drive.
Man. So, Steve, this is how you've always done your comedy, as I can recall. You've always had a keyboard attached to you.
Yes, I have. You're right.
Didn't you do the love theme to Jaws?
You know, I'm glad you remembered that. Went like this. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. Oh, come on, what? Is that a royalty statement or something? We got ASCAP guys out there.
Come on.
There's an ASCAP guy out there right now going, was that seven notes? Just play that back real quick.
That's right. We have to check that out.
Oh, man.
That could be big bucks.
Yeah. You know the Y2K is coming up?
Yeah.
Y2K, everybody's saying Y2K, Y2K. I say, why not? Okay? Because what else can you say after that?
That's very true. That's a pertinent point.
Pertinent?
Pertinent. Another one would be, where are you from?
Or, wherever you go, there you are. I'm trying to go back into the early days of comedy.
You're from Detroit, aren't you?
You know, I was born in Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio.
Moved to Detroit when I was nine.
So,
nine. John Lennon, get it?
Yeah.
And,
number nine.
I don't get it.
Beatles fan.
Yeah.
You Big know, time. We were going to ask you. Okay, first of all, let's give a little bit more of an introduction here to Steve Altman.
Okay.
Steve Altman is a friend of John and mine both
for a
long, long time, and we have watched this man travel.
We have traveled the road together.
We've
I'll never forget you.
This is what Hollywood will do to you, friends.
That's right. Kids, don't try this at home.
Are we in the Matrix? Are we in the Matrix right now?
It's control. I saw a glitch. I mean, deja vu all over again.
John, have you seen the Matrix?
No.
Well, I'd like to tell you about it, but unfortunately, no one can be told about the Matrix. You have to experience it for yourself.
Ah, okay. That's what I heard.
Uh-huh. Okay, guys. Again, this is over my head. We've been experiencing male humor today.
Yeah.
And we got guys out there right now going, This is a blues?
This is a blues.
I know.
All right.
But it will be at the end of the show.
By the time we do it. Go on, Steve. Show us a little of your blues. What's wrong with the keyboard?
Okay, this isn't going to happen right now.
Oh, man. What's wrong with the keyboard?
I have no idea.
Jeez. Sounds better. There you go.
It's a little bit funny.
Was that seven notes?
That's stupid. See, seven notes
or
$2.5 million.
That's right.
I think I said poop in there.
Nobody believes how difficult this is.
No.
It really is
difficult. Steve, when did you start doing comedy? Literally.
I don't have a year. I can't tell you a whole
life. I mean, I know
funny.
You were funny all your
all
life.
All the life funny. Always made money being funny.
Really?
So in one way or another. Either doing mm-hmm. plays or painting, which is very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And
actually, I have one of your paintings, and it's actually
so
one of my treasure that's heirlooms.
That's one of my funniest paintings.
Thank you very much. I didn't know that it was a cartoon, but, you know, actually, I was wondering why you made me so buxom, but I appreciate it.
Well, it was blind faith, I think.
Anyway, Steve is a very talented musician, performer.
That's right.
Comedian. He is the quintessential Renaissance man, and we're awfully proud to have him live. We're doing a comedy show today.
I'll
be
able to
get
a copy of this, right?
Yes,
no.
Absolutely. Okay. We're blackmailing you with this. You won't be able to escape it, trust me. In the meanwhile, we want to feature a cut from our album of the month. It's, Walter Trout, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you know Walter, Steve?
No, I think I opened for him.
Did you really?
Did you?
Up in salmon country.
Uh-huh. Oh, that must have been up in Alaska. Oh, God.
Look, Steve,
that's
no more
what
fish
you get for
jokes,
having this
okay?
guy here. I'll tell you.
I'm a comedian. Hello.
Yeah.
Mr. Walter Trout on his new album.
Walter Trout.
Yeah, that's a good record. Living Every Day is the title.
It's butt kicking.
I'll say. Man, the man does rock.
No, what do you call it? Can I ask you? What do you call that?
What?
Call that
You know what?
What?
We were David and I were talking about it on the way here. We were listening to it, and I said, I swear to God, that's Stone Country today.
Country?
That's country, road rock to me.
It's road rock.
Road rock.
Yeah.
It's
like ZZ Top kind
of
stuff?
Yeah, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I think Walter Trout's got a little hillbilly in him somewhere, you know.
Allman Brother type thing.
On Rough Records, if you want it, go out and get it, because it certainly does rock and roll. Mr. Walter Trout, Living Every Day on Rough Records.
And that is our album of the month feature, isn't it? So you can also get some more information.
Wait a minute. What's album of the month?
Well, we take an artist that we particularly like, and we put up a page with their album on it.
Okay.
And two cuts that we like.
And you download? That's pretty cool.
And people can just listen to it, you know, and if they want to go out and buy it.
You should say that after everything you play. And that's our album of the month.
And thank you for sharing with us that you are so in tune with the BluePower.com that you don't know about the album of the month.
He'll be listening.
Thank you very heck much. We're featuring a show with him, and this guy doesn't even do research
on
us. We know the bag on you, buddy.
I was just kidding. You can tell it was a joke, but why would you think something like that?
He can't even get real audio.
That's right. Something's wrong with this computer.
Computer.
Mr.
That's
Steve
Altman. Keyboard is the computer.
That's right. Yeah.
It's a sampler. A lot of people, when you use your car alarm, that's a little sample, and people don't know that, and the strings are so cool because, you can just do soundtracks to your life, like, sitting around the house. I'm cool. I love her. I think I love her. I'm kind of hungry. Sourdough bread, maybe, alcohol. Sitting around the house one night, really scared. Mom? Dad? OJ?
You're a sick man.
You are
sick.
He's an ill man, isn't he?
But I got these, not just musical, I got all kind of little thunderstorm.
Well, that sounds cool.
Watch it. Don't fall in. Here's that annoying sound you hear when you're using the hairdryer. I'm sorry, with an old hairdryer. Hey! Same phone doing a hangover.
Really,
this is so cool because this is a great sound. Let me set it up for you. Just get finished making love. You're all by yourself. Love. Thank you. Thank you, internet audience. You're my favorite. Good night. City gonna get my Jerry.
Oh, man, Steve. Now, is this what you do all day, is just make little noises, too?
Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. Whitney Houston, we have a problem. Sometimes. I woke up this morning. It was a beautiful day. I walked outside of my car. I tripped over a kid standing in line to see Star Wars.
You're kidding.
No, that's... This little song I wrote, it's called The 20-Second Song. It goes something like this. This is 20 seconds in the 20 second song. This is 18 seconds in the 20 second song. Just to say I love you shouldn't have to take so long. I don't know how to say it, so I'm gonna have to play another 10 seconds left in the 20 second song. Just 8 more seconds in the 20 second song. Just to say I love you shouldn't have to take so long. Now there's 3, 2, 1 seconds left.
What the hell was that?
That's from the 5-minute album. Month on RCA Records.
Short stops.
Oh, since when did you become grunge?
Grunge, hey, that's early rock and roll, man.
Early.
Those are my influences, early rock and roll.
Really? Actually, we were going to get to that. Okay, really, seriously. We are thebluepower.com, so what would be your earliest blues influences?
Yeah.
Well, whether I knew it or not.
We're all doing our FM voice for the international website.
We should go to Denny's after this.
Okay.
We'll have these.
You guys straighten out.
We'll have
sorry, John.
We'll have these scrambled eggs and bacon. Hash browns with that. Tabasco sauce would be nice.
And some fava beans and Chianti.
Back to you, John.
Okay. Now that you guys have finished.
We had to get it out
around.
Of our system. We had to do it. Sorry.
Listen. Who influenced you musically?
Well, obviously, I would have to say the Beatles. Whether I knew it or not, that was a lot of blues stuff in the early days. And then later on in life, when they split up, I listened to Paul and I listened to them all. John was like my favorite, and it's hard to say that actually everybody was. But my first album, that
Everybody was.
20 years later, I heard that song. We're going to hear it in a second. And I remember thinking, who is that? Is that Prince? Is that, who is that? Is that Steely? And I just, when it was over, I went, oh, I know, that's Lennon. That's Lennon. That was from the Plastic Ono Band album.
And this cut is I Found Out.
Yeah.
We Hope.
Oh, We Hope, yeah. This remote girl here. Did I get it?
My dough. Don't give me that brother. The police on the phone won't leave me alone. So don't give me that
got their own tunes. New York, New York. Memphis, Tennessee. Chicago, my kind of town. San Francisco, the place I left my heart in. Kansas City. In L.A., she's my lady. What is one city they forgot about? That is until now. A state like Indiana has got to have a city that you can go in times of stress, and when you're feeling bad. While New York is a perfumed slut, and Chicago is abroad, and LA's like a hooker that you really can't afford. Indianapolis, you're my girlfriend. Those tall buildings and that race you have each year. You have finesse. Your humidity's the best. And Bob and Tom are laughing in your ears. Indianapolis, you're my girlfriend. You've got that certain melon can't be charmed. With corn so green, tornadoes every spring, and no ocean, you're just one big happy farm. You're home to the 500 to let a man and quail, and even Mikey Tyson has spent time here in jail. Oh, this ninja bitch has got me by the tail. Indianapolis, you're my girlfriend. Oh, that city of the circles.
And everything else
they
was
did
cool.
Duck.
That's right.
That's right.
That was excellent.
I got to mention, Steve Alley was a great producer. He produced that.
Excellent.
That's cool. You do a lot of impersonations, as I recall.
I will not do impersonations.
Oh, come
on. Yeah, see, young lady, I just walked on.
Anyway.
I remember you used to do a Johnny Carson that had me, and of course now I don't know if anybody remembers him.
Well, that's weird stuff, you know. Last week, Ed was at the Wine Fest in Encino, and actually fell off the ground. That's weird. That's wacky. Wild stuff.
Wild stuff.
Steve, you were born in Dayton, right?
Yeah, Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio. And how long did you live there?
9 years.
9 years. And then you moved to Detroit?
Detroit when I was 12. I'm just kidding. The following year. And grew up in the Motown.
That's right. And all my friends was living in the Motown in Motor City.
That's right. There was the most happening music scene.
Tell me!
Yeah, absolutely.
You can tell Steve is turned on, Jeannie.
Yes, right? And I can tell that he is one heck of a musician. Yeah. I remember that...
I'm sorry, go on.
You've written some beautiful, beautiful songs. In fact...
That one from the Time Machine.
The Time Machine was...
Oh, I mean...
It's great. Do you remember how to play that?
You know what? I haven't written it yet because I haven't invented the Time Machine, but when I do, I actually go back in time, and then that's when you guys heard it.
That's right.
That's one of the nicest disclaimers I've ever heard.
Well, I don't have it with me.
Oh.
I could do that Star Trek thing.
Oh, I'd love that.
Definitely.
I'd love that.
Well, you know, the idea to all the listeners at home and everyone in the amphitheater audience. As a comic at a comedy club, I talk about what it's like being a comic and how it's a very powerful thing being on stage. It's like being... captain of a starship. It's like I'm the captain. The crowd is the crew. The club is the ship. Uh-huh. We're flying through the comedy universe, encountering other comedians, other clubs. You guys are Klingons.
Oh, thanks.
Looking around. This is the bridge. The keyboard's my helm. Uh-huh. I look up at the spotlight upstage, and I go, green room, come in.
Green room here, Captain.
I go, I just blew that. I go, green room, come in.
Green room here, Captain.
Yeah, what's going on with the air conditioning? It's really hot down here. What's the story?
I'm giving you everything you got. The refrigeration units are overloaded as it is.
Well, can you give me some kind of powder or cologne? I'm starting to sweat down here. Do you have Obsession?
I can give you Impulse powder only.
Impulse powder, I'll take it.
Box office to stage.
Stage here, what's up?
Captain, three people just snuck in.
Don't worry about it. We're on the internet. Sound booth.
Booth here.
Set a course for more laughter.
That's really up to you, sir.
Yeah, I know, but I'm finding it really hard being funny doing the Star Trek bit by my thumb.
Perhaps more writers, sir.
That's very funny. Come,
sir. Tasha Yar and I want to get married.
Engage.
Captain, do you have to go to the bathroom?
Number one.
Front office to stage.
What's up?
Captain, we're tracking another comedy club opening across the street.
Are you sure? It's the comedy club.
They're taking direct business away from us, sir.
Keep me posted,
Security
mister.
Security here,
what's
Captain?
Up?
The people that snuck in are other comics stealing material.
Okay, shields up. Go to red alert. Alcohol sales.
Captain, alcohol sales are down. We can't take much more of this.
Damn it, I'm a comic, not a club owner.
Captain, the other club's gaining on us. She's on our tail.
Green room.
Aye.
Give me warped humor, factor 8.
This sketch is about as warped as we can get.
I know, but it's not funny.
Sir, the other club's draining our main attraction.
Fire joke torpedoes.
They're using political references to block our incoming.
Sound booth.
Here.
Can you do something to screw up their sound system?
Tracking.
We'll see how far they get with no punchlines. Oh, no!
It's no use, sir. They're pelting us with dick jokes.
Can we say that?
Sir, we've taken a direct hit in the net profit.
Okay, patch me into the other club.
But, Captain...
Just do it!
You're in, sir.
Attention, unknown club. This is Captain Steve Allman of the Comedy Club Internet. You are in direct violation of the Comedy Club 1.
We're not familiar with any such code.
Well, see, my timing is off. Maybe they came back.
They've lowered their shields.
Then take a hike. Fire! Captain's log, stardate 215.3. After successfully outmaneuvering an alien club, we continue our ongoing mission of seeking out new bits, new characterizations, the bully joke where no man has joked before.
Oh, man, that is wonderful. Bravissimo. We're just going to bring in some little music too. That's great. Fiona.
Oh, yeah.
Fiona Apple. Criminal.
Great trip, John.
Yeah, but I gotta tell you something, man. Yeah. You know, Pee-wee got a bad rap.
Yeah, he did.
But a little known fact, Steve, I was in that theater.
Oh, really?
In the seat right in front of him.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, I'm serious. And you know what?
What?
I sure hope that was Aquavel that he was using.
Well, you know, if it wasn't for masturbation, I'd be getting no cardiovascular exercise at all.
Oh, I heard that.
Cars backed up for miles. I keep staring at this window, and that guy's obnoxious smile. I'm waiting for the go. I'm sitting for 2 ways. Am I going to the madhouse? Is this food that's not my fate? My hunger pains are screaming. I'm chomping at the bit. I'm drooling on my jacket. My lap is full of spit. My mouth is sweating bullets. I'm about to lose control. There's none of us waiting when you're waiting for it to go. when you're waiting. For to go when you're waiting.
Wake up, Steve.
Okay.
Where are we, man?
You sleep good. We're coming in Toledo.
Oh, Toledo.
Yeah, Toledo, man. I was here once.
Yeah?
Actually, two or three times.
Really?
Yeah.
With who?
I was here with the Smothers Brothers.
Oh, really? I love those guys.
Not me, man.
What's wrong?
Oh, man, they weren't, you know... They tipped me good. They took care of me. They wined and dined me.
Yeah?
That's it.
Oh.
Oh!
You know, you should all try comedy one time in your life. You should go up and do a joke.
That was me, live. And that's John as the bus driver, in case you guys didn't know that.
Really?
You know, I'll never forget what my Uncle Bob used to say. He used to say, Steve, pull my finger. But after that, he'd say, Steve, there's not enough music in the world. And he's right. I love music, all kinds of music. Rap, rock, pop, classical, country. Alanis Morissette.
Oh, no. I like Alanis now.
I'm dumb, but I'm stupid. I'm tall, but I'm really short. I'm fat, but I'm skinny. Hey, yeah. And what do you consider to? Is everything is gonna be honey, 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 honey. Cause I got one hand in the refrigerator and the other one is taking a sandwich.
Jesus.
I love her.
But you're going to burn in hell for that.
They're calling that the new sound. You know, the voice cracking thing.
Yeah.
The Cranberries do it.
Please.
With their guns and their bombs. Mm. I'm thinking the new sound, excuse me, didn't Mr. Haney pioneer that sound on Green Acres? Hello?
Oh, please.
Well, there, Mr. Douglas.
That's an original sound.
It's an odd reference.
What's her name? Phoebe Snow.
Yes.
Did that. And before her,
I wish I were
And then, wait, no. That and she got that from Johnny Mathis.
Who,
now,
got,
you know.
Who got it from Barry Gibb?
No, Barry Gibb.
Joni Mitchell did it before then.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders. Listen to her vibrato.
Yeah.
It's always the same tempo as the song.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She's cool.
Excellent.
Chrissy Hynde, man. And I also love Alanis. Now, who else are you going to bastardize?
Chrissy Hyman, is that what you said?
I did not say
I love that. Chrissy Hyman. Let me tell you something. I could do an hour and a half on that.
I bet you would.
So, let's hear some more samples. I got
Let me just interject something here. Steve here uses a keyboard live in the studio, and that right now is him playing live. A lot of the stuff he does is sequenced. And
I beg your pardon?
Are you talking about this Beatles influence thing?
Things were Beatles influence.
Yeah, bite your tongue.
That was me being backwards live.
I know.
There you go.
Everyone in the audience is laughing here.
That's right.
Listen to that clap.
That's right.
Very often you can actually hear the clap.
I wish you could hear.
Let me tell you, when you hear the clap, you know it's time to go to the doctor. Okay.
God.
Steve.
So, you know, this is a very delicate keyboard.
Yeah.
I used to have a do not touch sign on it, but now I got it rigged up so if you just bump into it, it goes.
Can't touch this.
See, when I first got the keyboard, hang on a second. I can't stop this. Hang on a second. I can't stop this! Okay. Break it down. Okay.
He does get carried away.
Elvis. MC Elvis. Stop. Hamburger time.
Now, you know...
I can't eat this. Sorry.
I know you like the funk.
I love the funk.
You did something. You played something for me a couple months ago that you did as a gag, and it was Boys to Men. That's the correct group, right?
I've heard about
this. It's actually Boys Backstreet Gang.
Backstreet.
It's not even a parody on that. It's actually a parody on the
first line of the verse, which is I never break
your
heart.
But I mean,
so wait.
What was the first line of the verse?
I'd never break your heart.
I'd never break your heart.
And the same, it's the same melody, but it's less than seven notes.
You figured that out, right?
Less than seven bars. So, but the rest of the song is totally original and unique unto myself.
Well.
And, but the idea was, you know, you're watching these guys, they're like, it's like a, come on. They're like pretending they're a gang. They're a, these white gang with handcuffs and guns and knives, and they're really cool, you know, and I love you with the five-part harmonies, you know. I'd say, let's take it to the next level. Let's make it five mob guys, five hitmen. You know, pinstripe suits, Tommy guns, scumbag guys, Team Lefty, singing their five-part harmony songs to their girlfriends. I think it would sound something like this. Oh, baby, 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 maybe you are so beautiful to me. If I thought you'd ever leave me, I'd have to beat you up. You know that's how it's gotta be. Baby, 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 I could put a bullet in your head like that. I could be a bigger man. You just understand that if you never, never, never leave me, I'd never break your legs, hit you with a crowbar. I'd never cut you up or throw you off of the roof, run you down with my car. Never call you bitch unless you piss me off. I'd never sleep with your friends, and if I did, I'd make sure you would never find out. It's a fact,
it's a fact,
I could have you whack, and it might make me feel better. And you know, don't you know, you won't feel a thing. Cause God forbid something should happen to you. Don't you see? I'd never
break your
tell you again.
Steve. That's wonderful.
It's a now, sad song.
I just have to tell everybody, this just came out of a keyboard. So now do you sit down at your house someday and just think up all of the sickness, this weirdness, and then spend all the time? Did you program all of that in your keyboard?
Yes.
You did all the programming.
I did all the programming.
And all the sick writing.
All the sick. Hey!
Hey, and that was Steve singing live, in fact.
It's Stalin V. Hep.
So they're all there.
Is that all your vocals,
that's
too?
That's just the background vocals.
Darling, please.
And you know,
wait, is that all you?
That's all
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's him.
Wow.
That's that, and this is me backwards. I can do anything with this thing.
What kind of keyboard is that?
I can't tell you.
Oh, okay.
I can't tell
you. It's a Sonic Foundry digital sampler.
Sonic Foundry. Now, I do know that you rep Sonic Foundry.
Yes, I do.
And this is like the coolest, I mean, absolutely
the greatest.
The greatest
bunch of people. You can't believe it. It started with this one guy, Monty Schmidt, and he just, you know, he was at some computer place, and they weren't ringing him up, and he thought of this great idea for software, which was SoundForge, which became the industry standard.
Now, what does SoundForge do?
SoundForge, it allows you to bring in, like, you can sing, or you play guitar, you can bring in a CD, and you record it into the hard drive, and you can look at it as a
hard drive on the computer.
Hard drive on the computer.
You don't have to have a keyboard or something.
No.
You just run it straight into
the
computer.
That's right, and it shows up, and you can see it, and then you can cut it up or edit it or add effects to it.
Wow.
And that's what a lot of the studios on the planet ended up using. So this company just went nuts. It went because there was nothing out there like that.
Uh-huh.
And then they come up with these others. It's just unbelievable.
How did they find you?
Well, I was with this keyboard company,
uh-huh,
and Roy Elkins represented, and then he got away from them. And he joined this other company. He said, "Hey, can you come in and do your stuff, you know, for our shows, and do your act?" And I went, "Oh, I'll bring the keyboard." He goes, "Oh no, you can't use the keyboard."
Oh.
Oh, really?
Can't use the keyboard. It's got to be their software. So I kind of did a little
marriage
song and dance.
Of the two?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's kind of fun. It's really fun. This is a great bunch of people. It's classic, you know, young musicians
in
their own company. I mean, that's really cool.
Well, what keyboard do you use?
I use the Ensoniq ASR-10.
Okay. Is that the keyboard you're talking about?
That's the keyboard that you used.
Yeah. Oh, excellent.
Well, I do know about Sonic Foundry that they are the hottest software programming in music today. Now they've got they've got SoundForge, they've got Architect, they've got
CD
the Acid.
Acid, which is
the Acid,
yeah.
Which everybody is just freaking out over. It's a series of samples. I remember back in the 70s they had drum loops on records.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. What were they called?
Drum drops. And now you have samples of great drums, great keyboards, great everything.
And not just a sample, but actually a little piece of a song.
It's a piece
of
the
song.
A four-bar loop.
And then you can change it, alter it, and put all of these patterns and sounds.
You slow it down, speed it up, change
it's
the
amazing.
Key. It's the push of a button. You don't have to play anything. And the first time I saw it, I remember thinking, oh, it's the end of the world. You don't have to do this.
Do you mean
but
I
you know
could
what?
Be a composer?
It does take, yeah.
It's just another, platform. It's another mm-hmm. canvas.
Yeah.
Different paint
yeah.
to continue the creation process. That's what I love about it.
Yeah. It's going to enable a lot of people to write music.
Yeah, absolutely.
That never,
and not only
that,
but you don't need a piano keyboard to do it because you can put it into your laptop and do it on a plane.
That's right.
I mean, literally, you can just program these things by taking your mouse and clicking on and off. And it's awesome.
The only
just
bad,
awesome.
The drag thing is with computers today, we're always wanting that next upgrade. You know, how much RAM do you got? I got 100 megabytes. Oh, I got 200 megabytes of RAM. You know, and then, and hard drives is like, it gets to the point where, and speed, 500 megahertz, once enough. And we always want that next big thing. You know, one day, you're going to walk into a computer store. The guy's going to go, well, we got this new Infinity byte drive right here. It runs at the speed of light of hertz. And we're still going to be, no, I'm going to wait.
I'm going to wait.
I'm waiting for that black hole of hertz to come out. Cause that's where it prints things out before you think of it.
Well, listen, Steve, we were talking about your musical influences early on, and I do know that the Beatles have been a major, probably the most prominent influence in your life, and we have a Beatles medley. But
what makes you say that? I mean, they're just another band,
It's just another band. They're just
going
a
to
passing
his house,
phase.
There's pictures of Lennon everywhere.
Well, at Steve's request, let's go ahead and play a little Beatles because they are definitely one of my favorites as well as yours. And
they love the R&B.
Absolutely, they sure do.
I don't care if spend my dough, not gonna be won't have. So gon' rock, gon' shake, gon' load it up. Oh, that's a party, baby. Rattle and roll, let's shake, rattle and roll. You got to do good, here you go, y'all on soul. Well, get out of that kitchen and shake those. Slanting my name all over the place. Do anything that you want to do. Honey, lay hot them shoes, don't you? From my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything, but lay hot them blue suede shoes. Go! Thank you.
fancy morning when I woke up that day. Had a hand on a cup and a hand on a jig. I looked out the glass and the light hurt my eyes. Had an ache in my head, a pain in my thigh. So I slipped on my boots, headed outside, sat down on my bike and got ready to ride.
Well, I turned on the key and I twisted the cock.
Rock Rooster.
Hey.
Bring us back to reality,
yeah.
Steve.
You know that was, Steve?
That was Bobby Garth.
Bobby Barth.
Bobby Barth.
You're so
I just got an email from Bobby Barth.
That's
and
right.
Speaking of emails, ladies and gentlemen, we need to hear from you.
Yeah,
so
we
please
do.
Email us at www.bluepower.com. We want to hear from you. We would like your suggestions for shows, your interests, your ideas, your comments. So please.
We don't care.
Okay, we don't give a.
Just kidding, okay? Send all your email to Mr. David Kimmelman. Okay? At ads.com. I'm going to pick on you. My friend David Kimmelman's here today.
David.
Yeah, we're rousting him.
David, yeah. Dave is the amphitheater audience.
That's right. The whole entire amphitheater audience. Yeah, that was Bobby Barth and the Red Rock Roosters from Denver, Colorado.
Wow.
He sure can play. You remember that session that that we did with Bobby.
Oh, yeah, with a six-pack of Cutty Sark. Yeah, that was great. what a time that was, huh?
That wasn't all.
Oh, I know. I just thought I'd, like, get us off easy.
I'm going to be sure to email him now and say, guess what, Bobby?
That's right.
Prozac and vodka right over there on the rocks, please.
Steve,
yeah.
You just produced and directed a movie.
Yes, I did.
That's right.
That is right. Yes,
that's right.
We're
wondering,
you were in it.
That's,
both of you were.
Well, not only that, but I got to fly the helicopter ship.
Oh,
that's right.
Never forget that day. What
that
a
was
day.
A wonderful day. We shot you in the little sports car zooming along the road, and
it was frightening because Jeannie can't fly a helicopter.
That's right. And that was what was so scary about it.
So after they found out, we stole the helicopter. no, she flies a helicopter.
I know,
Jeannie. You know, you've heard the song, Jeannie got her gun.
Jeannie got her
helicopter, you know.
Absolutely.
It didn't work, so they went with gun.
She's number 1,600 and something, or 700 and something. Of
there's less than 2,000 female helicopter pilots in the world. I'm one of them.
Well, I think the reason for that is they keep crashing.
That's right, and that's why Jeannie got a gun is not near as lethal as Jeannie's in a helicopter.
That's so wrong of me to say that. I'm so cruel because you are an excellent. And how many hours do you have up there in the helicopter?
I'm up to 2.5 now.
2,500?
Yeah, 2.5 hours.
Miles.
Yeah,
oh.
Miles. Okay. No, I have, I don't know, I've got about 100.
100 miles? 100 hours.
Hours, yeah, in the helicopters.
And they say anything less than 500 is an accident waiting to happen.